Kicking? No. Please don't kick me. Kissing? Yes. Yes. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me everywhere. I like kissing too. I will kiss him anytime, anywhere. We'll be in the middle of anywhere and I'll do this, like, trying to kiss him on the cheek. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, kissing you. I like kisses. But I like kissing people and, like, okay, especially in public, I don't like kissing people on the mouth. I like to kiss cheeks. I like to kiss shoulders. The corporal keeps trying to turn and kiss me. And I'm like, no, we're in public. Don't do that. Just let me kiss your cheek and be affectionate that way. It's horrible. Kitten play. I do like being a kitten. It's kind of cute to just be looked after and be adorable and slightly silly. I definitely like kitten play. Kneeling. Yes. Force me to kneel. I am a happy camper. Knife play. Yes. As long as everything is, you know, safe and discussed, and, like, if we are expecting blood play, that the knife is clean and whatnot, that is pretty hot. Labial clip. I put clothespins on my labia. It really didn't do a whole lot for me, that I can remember. It was mostly me trying to figure it out, so it was more awkward than anything else. But I'd be willing to try it again and see what happens. Latex, I don't know. I just feel like I would sweat, and that would make me feel gross, so, probably not. That said, latex, or what have you, for, you know, wearing gloves, condoms, stay safe, kids, that's a great idea. Leather, I adore leather. I love the look of leather, I love the smell of leather. I did have a leather top at one point, which was, like, the sexiest thing in the fucking world, and I don't know where I lost it, and it makes me sad. Being leashed. Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind that at all. Leaving clothes on? Yeah? Yeah, I'm okay with that. I mean, I like being naked. I like being naked a lot. So, leaving clothes on whilst having sex is kind of interesting and adds a whole different layer of what's going on. You know, why do we have to leave the clothes on? Are we going to get caught? Are we just in that much of a hurry to jump into each other's arms that we can't get all the clothes off and out of the way on time, which is also pretty awesome. Lecturing? I don't quite know how that's a kink. I have sat in a lot of lectures. None of them were particularly sexy. Lesbianism. This kind of actually bothers me. Like, to say that lesbianism is a kink. I that feels awkward to me, and I don't like how that sounds. I would like to play with girls. Women. But to say lesbianism is a kink just rubs me the wrong way. Lingerie is nice. I do like wearing sexy lingerie. Mammary sex as opposed to a boob job? Is that what we're talking here? I'm concerned I don't have enough boobs for a boob job, or a boob sex, tit sex, however you want to call it. Maybe I do, I'm not sure. If somebody was that into it, I would certainly give it a try. Marks, leaving bruises. Yes, please, 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 please. You can leave scratch marks, you can leave bruises, just as long as they're somewhere where they will not show up outside of my scrubs. Fuck yes. Masks. That could be fun. That could be interesting. That actually sounds kind of fun. Masochism. I'm not a pain slut. I'm not. But I do definitely like exploring sensation. So a little bit of pain in there, not a bad thing. Massage. Yes, I do love receiving massages. I like giving massages too. Massage is definitely... I doesn't really fly as a kink for me. Because, I mean, massage is just a nice thing to do. Master-slave. In scene, I guess I could be a slave, like, pure slave. I'm not sure I could, be a 24/7 slave. Medical play, might get awkward with me, because, like, I know way too much. On the bright side, I would know how to do it safely and properly, so yeah, actually that might be kind of fun. I would see. Military play. Yes. Yes. I do like the idea of military play. Mummy boy or mummy girl, not my scene. I suppose I could probably RP it if that really, really super turned someone on and I really wanted to make them happy, but it's not really my dish. Mummification, that seems interesting. Like, are we talking like super bondage here, completely wrapped up? That actually, depending on what you were mummified with, that might actually be kind of nice. Mutual masturbation, yeah. Yeah. I like playing with someone while they're playing with themselves. That's definitely fun. Name calling, yeah. In little bits, you know, being called a slut or a whore or, you know, dirty little bitch. And then, I mean, I like nice names, you know, kitten and good girl. Yeah. Needle play. I think I could do more with that. Again, making sure everything is clean and sterile and whatnot would be my important thing. Nipple clamps. No. And by no, I mean yes. Again, they're great. They hurt going on. Then they only hurt if you're moving them. And then coming off, they hurt like a sumbitch. So, yeah. Nipple clamps, I am learning to respect. Nipple play. Yes. Yes. Please, please, please play with my nipples. If they get ignored for too long, they get sad. Objectification. Yes. I do like being objectified. I like objectifying myself. Yeah, I don't. Actually, that's definitely, if I objectify myself, carry on with it. If I am not objectifying myself, maybe don't do that yet, because I definitely like being a, you know, person with thoughts and feelings and agency. But every now and then, I just like being somebody's fuck toy. Orgasm control. I hate it. 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 Please, sir, may I come? Yeah. I'm learning to love orgasm control just because the orgasm denial has given me the awareness to make myself come, like, basically at any point. Orgasm denial has also, you know, orgasm command is pretty awesome. And yes, orgasm denial, I would never deny somebody an orgasm. I really can't. But if you're gonna deny me orgasms, fine. Yes. I will behave most of the time. Outdoor sex. Yeah, actually, that sounds fun. Preferably not somewhere where we'll get caught, but yeah, outdoor sex. With a blanket so we don't, like, get leaves up our ass or something. Paddle. I want a better paddle. The paddle I have hurts, and I don't like it. I want a different paddle. But I do like the paddle. I like it when I'm done being paddled. 10 is like the number, and when I've had 10, it feels good. Padlocks. I don't really know. I mean, I guess being padlocked into cuffs, that I think that kind of freaks me out, actually. Pain. Maybe a little. Pegging. If it is, like, specifically, like, me pegging a guy, I would depend on the guy. There are definitely a few guys I've been with that I would totally bend over. And pegging in general, I do. I mean, if I'm watching porn or something and some guy is getting pegged, that's pretty hot. I like that. Pet play. I can really only do kitten, but yeah. That's kind of cute. Piercings. I like piercings in the sensation sort of way. If somebody has piercings, you better believe I'm going to play with them and see how they feel. I don't have any piercings of my own. I've kind of flirted with the idea of getting my nipples or my clit pierced. Hasn't really been high on the list of things I'm going to do. Pinching? Yes. I do like being pinched. I like all kinds of sensations. Are we sensing a theme here? Pinwheel, haven't done. Wouldn't mind. Might be worth trying. Pony play, not really my dish. Prison scene, that could be interesting. Yeah, that could be interesting. Public, discreet or overt? Yes, discreet. Overt public sex, probably not. That would be a little bit too much for me. Again, it's the consent thing, right? Like, I don't want to be forcing my sexy times on anyone who would not want to be a part of that. Puppy play, I'm a much better kitten, but I suppose if you really want a puppy, I could be a puppy. Punching. The corporal punched me in the butt once. I don't know what happened. He was like, I don't know, he was going for a spank, and it just felt like he punched me in the ass. It was kind of great. Punching is not normally a thing I would like. No, thank you. Punishment scene? Yeah, I guess. I don't know that I'm trying to think of all the times that I've been spanked and whatnot, and there hasn't been a whole lot that have been like in punishment. So I'm not sure how I'd feel about being punished for things. I might feel really bad. I really don't like being told I've done things wrong. So I don't know. Pussy worship. Sure, you can worship the hell out of my pussy. Go right ahead. And if you have a pussy, I will do my best to worship your pussy. Rape fantasy, I have them. They are fantasies for a reason. And they will stay fantasies. A religious scene, actually going back to the interrogation was like a religious-based interrogation. It was really, really quite weird. But in general, no, I don't think religion and I get along. Riding crops, I have a riding crop now, and I love it. Rimming. I'd be willing to give it a shot. I haven't really done a whole lot of it, though. Role play, yes. I do like role play. I love a role play that I can really sink into and enjoy. Role play is great. Rope. I do love rope. I have rope, and it makes me happy when I'm tied up in ropes. Sadism. I'm not a sadist. If you're a sadist, then that's okay, as long as you're not too much of a sadist. Scarification. Yeah, maybe. I could handle a little bit, depending on where it was. Scat. No thanks. If you were really into it and we could figure out a way to make it, like, safe, I guess, depending on how it works for you, maybe. Scratching. I scratch a lot. I like being scratched, and I like scratching. Sensory deprivation. Yes. Playing with my senses is always a good time. Servitude. I'm a brat. I'm not sure I could be somebody's servant. Sexual denial. As complete sexual denial, that would not work for me. I could not do that. Orgasm denial is definitely a good time. Shaving. I like having smooth legs, but it's not really necessarily a kink for me. Slapping. Depending on where it is, yes. Spanking, absolutely fucking yes. Speculum, no. Does nothing for me. Spitting, no. I don't know. I mean, if you really wanted me to spit on you, I guess I could, but spitting doesn't really do nothing for me. Splooshing, no. Most of this is just like, if the precautions were in place and everything was fine and it would be easy to clean up, sure, why not? But yeah, in general, no. Spreader bars, no! Spreader bars are the work of demons. I really want a spreader bar because I am pretty strong and I'm pretty good at putting my legs together. And so I kind of would like to see what would happen if the corporal got a spreader bar and really went to town on me. Squirting, I don't think I squirt. I don't think I ever have squirted. Somebody said I squirted once. I don't know if I trust them, though. It doesn't really do anything for me. I think it would be kind of hot, I guess, if somebody did squirt, but it's not something I would necessarily seek out. Stocks. Ooh. I have seen some interesting videos with stocks, and that actually seems like it could be a fun time. Stockings. Yes, I do love stockings. I have some fishnet stockings, I have some other stockings, I like wearing them. I like wearing them when they will be appreciated. So, yeah, that depends. A straight jacket? I'm not so sure. I think I would rather be tied up in other ways than a straight jacket, but, I could enjoy a straight jacket, I think. Strangers? No. No. I like my consent and informed consent way too much to do anything with strangers. Strap-ons, the idea, kind of nice. The experience, I don't have any. Straps, yes. Whether I'm getting the strap, whether somebody is dressing up in strappy things, sure. Ah, stress bondage. Being tied up where my own body is against me, as far as if I move, something is gonna pull or tug. That sounds awesome and horrible, because I am a squirmy, squirmy sub. So yeah, that would be something to try, as long as it was, like, very carefully done. Submission. yeah, I'm a sub. I am definitely a sub. Having someone submit to me is kind of awkward, and I don't know what to do with them. Suspension? That would be interesting to try. I would definitely be willing to try it with an experienced partner and the right, like, stuff around. Swallowing is not really anything special for me. Usually it's just me getting rid of the evidence. I like doing it, but it's more of cleaning up as opposed to something super sexy. Switching, I switch between good sub and brat sub. I really don't switch between dom and sub. talking dirty. Yes, receiving dirty talk is fantastic. I'm not sure I'm all that great at talking dirty, but I could practice that. Tattoos, I love tattoos on other people. I will kiss them and lick them and do all sorts of things with them. I don't have any tattoos. I've thought about it, but I don't have any. Teacher-student play can be pretty hot. Could be kind of fun. It's worth a thought. TENS unit. Transcutaneous electrical stimulation. Something. I'd be interesting to try. Yeah, I'm kind of interested in trying that. But I'm not sure. I haven't tried it yet. Tickling, I will scream and flail, but if you want to tickle me, go right ahead. It's your own funeral. Threesomes. Threesomes sound like a lot of fun. I would like to try a threesome sometime. That would be fun. Thumb cuffs, haven't tried them, kinda would like to. That seems really mean and awesome. Toys. I do love toys. Toys can go anywhere, can do a lot of things. I really love toys. Transsexual, transgender, transvestism. Transvestism is cross-dressing, sure is hot. Being transsexual or transgender is a part of who you are, so it's more of, like, if I find the person sexy, that's awesome, but I'm not really gonna, like, it's not a kink for me. I'm not gonna seek out someone who is openly trans. Although if they are openly trans, I probably would find that a little bit sexy, just because it takes a lot to be openly trans. Triple penetration? I don't know about the physics, but yes, I'm willing to try. I may or may not have a list of people that I would be willing to be in multiple situations with. Uniforms. There is one uniform in particular, and that's the corporal's uniform. Yes. His military uniform, whether it's his fatigues or whether it's his dress uniform, fuck yes. Yeah. Uniforms are awesome. Vibrators? Ha! Yeah. I have my Hitachi on my clit right now. Yeah, vibrators are great. Vintage, I'm really not sure what that's getting at, unless we're talking, like, I really don't know what we're getting at. A violet wand, another electrostim that I would be willing to try, but I haven't had the chance to yet. Vomit, probably not that great for me, because I really can't handle... I tend to gag and throw up myself, so that really wouldn't work for me, wouldn't do anything. Voyeurism, yeah, I kind of like watching, but I would prefer to watch if somebody knew I was watching. I don't want to, like, watch when nobody knows. Waiting. and a denial sort of fashion? Yeah, I wait. I will wait. I do like being made to wait. The anticipation and everything is pretty awesome. Water sports, if somebody was into it, I could consider playing with them. It doesn't necessarily do anything for me, though. Water torture sounds really bad, but as a sensation thing, if somebody were to drip cold or hot water on me, that actually seems like it would be pretty hot. Webcams. I do like my webcam. And I do like watching my partners on webcam. I'm not such, I haven't done a lot of, like, looking for, cam show performers, per se, but, I guess. Whipping, I would like someone to whip me if they were really skilled with a whip. I would like to see that. Wrestling, yes! Fuck, I love wrestling. I love, like, the raw power struggle. I had one partner back at my old school that I could wrestle with, and, cause he took, judo, and so he knew what he was doing, and so wrestling with him was always fucking awesome. Yeah, I definitely, wrestling is definitely awesome. And zips, I'm not sure where that's going. Zip ties are pretty great, they make good cuffs. Yeah, that's nothing I really... Okay. Well, I've made it to the end of the kink challenge, and... Hitachi is still going. It's really hot, though. Thanks for listening to my kink audio. I hope you had a great time.